Hello and welcome. I'm Emma Forsyth.
I'm Evelyn Pinho.
I'm Grace Leahy.
I'm Jamal McClung, aka J-Man.
And this is Category 4. Today, so every once in a while, we will publish our podcast, and there will always be a theme. So for this theme, we have the best and worst of 2017.
Now this is going to be music, movies, memes, many other things.
Everything you could ever ask for.
Plus, a special Jamal quote of the day. Emma, would you like to start us off?
Of course. Okay, so this year was a little disappointing for music.
Second that.
Despacito.
Kendrick Lamar. Okay, Despacito got 4 billion views on YouTube. It's like half the world.
Pointing
I personally
art.
Do not like Despacito.
Despacito, it's a jam.
It's
not the best song.
I feel
in the
like
world.
It's like that mom song that like moms are like, yeah, this song's so cool, you like it, right?
Kendrick Lamar released his album.
Damn.
That album, when you hear it, you're like, wow, this is trash. At least I thought that. But then
I agree.
But then the thing that's surprising about that album is the reviews it got, because everyone was like, oh my gosh, that was the best. That was so deep. And like Humble has like a cheap beat.
I love Humble.
He's just talking like that. He just talks like that in all of his songs. He's not talented.
So the thing about Humble is that, not just Humble, the thing about Damn in general, I've listened to the album.
Love is a jam.
Love feat. Zachariah. That is a fantastic song. However, I would say most of the album is just not, it's not eye-catching, it's not interesting, it doesn't have the wow factor that everyone insists upon.
I just don't really see
Did
what's
Passion
so great
Fruit
about it.
Did Passion Fruit come out this year?
Yes.
Okay, that was a blessing.
That's a jam.
That was a
bop. That's like Just Hold On.
More
like,
Life.
It's a jam.
More Life had a few gems on it, but overall, I would say it was a little disappointing from 2016's Views, which was iconic.
Passion Fruit from miles away.
So Paramore is like this rock and roll band that I saw. They were like my first concert. They were so good. They're like this rock and roll band. I like Riot, I think.
Riot is fantastic.
Riot's probably the best one.
So is their self-titled.
They're really well known. But they're like really good. And so they're rock and they're consistent until after Laughter. They're just like so.
And the problem is that it's a solid album. It's just not Paramore. It's
exactly.
Not.
What? Rock and roll is gone.
It's not rock anymore. It's like, I don't even know what it is.
Can I bring up a terrible song of this year, please?
Sure.
Havana
is
terrible.
I love that song.
I'm not a big fan of that song.
Personally, I don't listen to the radio, so I've never really heard it all the way through.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm just going to go for the middle. Oh, and speaking of rock and roll not being around anymore, Fall Out Boy released their Young and Menace song.
Right,
and that actually makes my stomach hurt.
Let me touch on some Fall Out Boy. Now, Fall Out Boy is without a doubt one of my favorite bands, probably ever. I saw them live just a few weeks ago for the Mania Tour, coincidentally. But the thing is that they're straying a bit from their roots, which is fine. As an artist, you can stray from your roots, but the problem is they are so far from their roots. It's like electropop Skrillex with, I don't even know, it's annoying and it's not good. Now, the funny thing about Young and Menace is that it absolutely flopped. For as bad as a song that it was, I was expecting it at least to get, at least a chart. No, it didn't. It's Fall Out Boy. It's just really surprising, but honestly, I think they deserve it.
Imagine Dragons?
No.
They'll never stop being amazing.
When I hear Believer, I just think of Riverdale. Imagine Dragons, I really like Night Visions, but like now their sound is kind of strange.
It's very overproduced, way too much going on.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not. Does anyone else think Rolex is terrible?
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
I would say most.
Okay,
of
there's a lot of songs that just like think they're very cool, and it's just kind of. Like, it's everyday, bro. Like, all those types of songs that you'll hear on the radio and stuff. I'm not a fan.
I made the mistake of listening to his whole Christmas album.
Oh, like Jingle Pals?
Oh, yes. Jingle Pals is my personal fave.
So, a lot of movies came out in 2017. And so, to kick it off, we're going to start with...
Descendants 2.
Oh!
Alright, Emma, how do you feel about Descendants 2?
Well... I saw it when it came out. I'm not going to get as emotional as I am about something else. Emoji! As I'm going to get about another thing. So, it was actually a little disappointing. There was, like, some sexual tension in it, which made me feel uncomfortable. But there was this one. This is a Disney Channel original movie. It doesn't really have a plot. It kind of hurt to watch.
Right.
It's not as good as the first one, but it's
way better.
You
know how the ads are like, the second one's going to blow the first one out of the water.
Yeah,
and it really did.
Feels like something's kind of wrong.
It's lacking a plot. My favorite character was the talking dog and...
That made the movie
No. I hate movies with talking dogs. Like, if it's...
It was so realistic looking.
It's so green, guys.
When the dog started talking, I felt like I could relate because, you know, he like ate a jelly bean and then he could talk.
Sometimes I eat jelly beans and then I talk, so it just felt like I connected.
Descendants 2 is a blessing, literally. The plot was so amazing.
Like, what was the plot?
Literally,
explain.
Ben got kidnapped and it was like, my baby.
They're just going back and forth and back and forth on the islands and they're like,
I know, and it's so
battle.
I know, it's so amazing. Oh my gosh. And then they like broke up and then she like went to the aisle and just no, and then they got him and then she fought them on the ship and then they ran away, but then they followed them and then they started fighting.
Okay.
No spoilers, Shmuel.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Moving on. Evie, did you share your opinion on this?
Yes.
Okay. I was not in town when this came out. My mom's like, are you watching it? Like, she was texting me, and I was like,
Descendants 2?
Yeah. I was like, no, but I'll turn it on now. So I turned it on, and I turned it on in, like, one of the main songs. I think it was, like, What's My Name or something.
Hold on, I can name all the songs. Was it Ways to Be Wicked?
No.
What's my name? Okay.
And so, it's,
What's My Name?
Like, it started out fine, and then, like, she started singing, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is all auto-tune. Like, that's the thing that bugs me most about that movie. It's, like, all auto-tune. There's no, like, raw singing.
Okay, out of 5 stars, how would everyone rate it? Just...
59.
2.
Yeah, I would say 2 also.
2.5.
Okay.
Nah.
Yeah, I name it 1,000, break my freaking scale.
Action movies would include Thor Ragnarok, Wonder Woman, and Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay. Well, okay, so when it comes to, like, Wonder Woman... I found that movie, like, okay.
Amazing.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was good. But the thing about superhero movies that I like is that they're, like, funny. And it wasn't very funny.
No, it was more serious than funny.
And every time she, like, came into the screen, I was like, oh, that's a short skirt. But I did like, seeing, like, a woman superhero. I mean, there was, like, Black Widow, but not really.
She's like so powerful too.
Yeah, like I liked Wonder Woman, and it was a really sad love story. It was really good. With that, like, the ending's like pretty good. But like, she's very serious, and like a lot of the fights, like I could do without. Like when it comes to gods and stuff, like being like undefeatable, like it doesn't make it very interesting. But then when it came to like Thor and Spider-Man Homecoming, the like main theme was like, you don't need your suit, and like. It's all dependent on you. And like, I don't know, it was really good.
Now we have Wonder, and Jamal has recently seen it.
Okay,
the book is amazing.
Yeah, the book's
really good. Yes, I love
it. Wait, Jamal, have you seen the book?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to now after I saw that amazing movie.
Okay, me and Emma read the book in like 4th grade.
Yeah, I read the book in 4th grade, yeah.
5th? Okay. And so, Evie, would you like to start the discussion?
Sure. So, the thing is that when I saw the trailer, I was excited. I thought it looked cute. But the problem is that nothing can live up to that book. It's such a good book. And so when I saw the movie, I wasn't exactly disappointed because I wasn't really expecting much. But the thing, I did not really enjoy the movie. And I saw it twice. The second time it was definitely better. I just thought some of the acting was a little bit questionable. Some of the choices were a little bit like, oh, I don't really see why you did that. But overall, I would say it was a cute coming-of-age movie, and I would probably give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay, I thought it was pretty good. I went to go see it with one of my friends. And so, without having read the book, I probably feel like Jamal did, like, oh my gosh, it was so good, because, like, I wouldn't know what happened in the book. But since I read the book before, and I'm so glad I did, because the book is phenomenal, so if you haven't read it, you need to read it.
Yeah, no,
you can't top it. It's so good. And props to the character who played Augie. Like, good job.
That movie, I cried so hard. That, oh my gosh. It was, like, so beautiful. It was so amazing. I love how it told, like, everyone's stories from different perspectives. I was like, wow.
Oh, could I add something to that? Yeah. I liked it because there was, like, a character that everybody could kind of
relate to.
Because a lot of characters were, like, there's not a character that isn't, I don't know. Every character
is different, so that someone can relate to
them. Yeah.
I relate to Jack Will the most.
I love Will. Oh my gosh.
My baby.
Oh my gosh.
My love.
Oh my gosh. I'm in love with Jack Will.
The thing is, like, Jamal, you never read the book, so, like, this is you didn't know the story, so, like, you think the story, like, you.
The acting was so good. What do you mean?
I'm saying, like, you think you're one of the things that. Like, the reason you liked it better than Grace and Evie, like, it could have just been opinion, but I think it was mostly because, like, you've never read the book, so you've never heard the story, and so it's like, oh my gosh, this story is beautiful, because, like, when you read the book, you're like, this story is beautiful, and
like the movie, it has the same story.
I think the movie, it doesn't, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I never want to see this, but it seems like it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that's how I was, because I saw they were coming out with that, I was like, no! But, yeah.
Okay. I'm so obsessed with Jack Will.
I love Jack Will. He's great.
Okay, next movie. Jamal, do you want to talk about it?
I'll just say one quick thing.
Yeah, we can
that
just
say
that
was freaking amazing. I freaking love that movie. It was amazing. It was like the best horror movie of 2017. Just saying. Bye.
Yeah, I want to see it because Mike from Stranger Things has been Wolfhard.
Oh my gosh.
He's 3 days older than me.
Watched the trailer at lunch because I am terrified of horror movies, like, it's not even funny, and I couldn't sleep for 2 days after I watched the trailer. I am not
watch the Cat in the Hat trailer.
Oh,
it's really funny.
Definitely.
Okay.
And can I just say,
when I first saw the trailer, I was like, this doesn't look scary, but, like, the movie seems good.
Bill and Beverly, or whatever his freaking name is, they are Endgame, not her and that other guy.
Yep.
She is.
I can totally
so agree.
Totally
for everyone who understands that. Okay.
Okay. We're gonna move on. I did see Cars 3 with my family, but we're not really gonna talk about that.
What would you rate it?
I don't know. But my family
worse
really
than the second one or better?
Nothing can beat the second one. Second one was the best.
No, the first. Okay.
Spies.
The first one is the best, honestly. Like, I liked it, but my family's like Pixar and Cars, like, we all watch it together, and, like, that's just what we do. And Cars is the original. Nothing can beat that. So I probably sound like a fifth grader right now, but that's okay. Moving on. There's Happy Death Day that Jamal saw, and I was about to see it, but I didn't. So
it has the same concept of Groundhog Day, which is a really, really good movie.
I know.
Would you like to speak?
I thought it was gonna be like really bad, but it turned out being better than I thought it would be. It was like actually so good. Like, the concept of it, like, the same day happening over and over again, it was like repetitive, but they made it so it like never got old. You never got bored with it. So I was like, dang. And the plot twist, I was
it
like,
looks
dang.
So, the
it
trailer
was a murder
looks
mystery,
so interesting.
So I just really liked it.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
And okay. It was very modern. I like that.
So we have a few more movies, and I also saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I personally like Volume 1 a lot better. Because the concept in here, like, I saw where it was going and still, like, couldn't get it right. So it was good, but I totally like the first one better. And they're coming out with a Volume 3, and I hope...
Really?
I think so. Mm. And I really hope Volume 3 is better than Volume 2.
I don't like action movies.
Why are you here?
Have you watched
any?
Okay,
never mind.
like...
Thor. Watch Spider-Man Homecoming.
I love
At least watch the trailer.
I love that one.
Okay,
it's an action movie.
We have two movies left, and we're going to kick it off with Beauty and the Beast, the live action.
Oh,
and I think everyone can say a little something about this one.
Yeah.
So, who would like to go first?
Me. Are we talking about Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson?
That's the only
Beauty and the Beast that came out this year.
Okay, literally, that was so beautiful. It was even better than the original, I feel like. Just kidding. they were actually pretty...
Hold on, did you just say better than the original?
I was just
Nothing's better than the original.
Emma Watson portrayed it. The character so well. She did such an amazing job. They told the story so good. It was amazing. I just love watching it.
Okay,
oh my gosh, and they did so many things. Like, they had interracial couples, gay couples. It was so beautiful.
They had a drag queen in there too.
Oh yeah, they did.
Okay, so my thoughts about this, even though I didn't see it, I can say I did see some of it. Okay, I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw, so I was like, okay, well, people are saying I haven't seen it, so I'm gonna try and watch this movie. So I clicked on Beauty and the Beast because it was on Netflix. So I was like, oh, hey. And within the first 5 minutes, I could not watch it because it just, they weren't in French, and that, made me really mad. Besides that, the acting was just so off to me. Like, Emma Watson, she really is good at, Hermione to me. She's really good at that kind of character, but Belle is the opposite of Hermione.
Right.
Belle's I don't know. I feel like, and I watched Be Our Guest, and it just kind of bugged me because CGI, they're making these live action ones, but then they throw in so much CGI. It's a computer already.
Belle and not really different. Hermione are very similar because they're both strong, independent, intelligent women that don't need no man.
They both have...
Amen, but...
Okay. Well, they both end up with someone, but they don't
still,
need...
But still, it's just...
And
it's
in,
just,
interviews, I think I recall Emma Watson saying that, Belle is, the grown-up version of Hermione. And I was
really?
Whoa. No, that's not
quite.
True.
Yeah, I just,
Hermione's so much better.
Yeah.
I just watched,
Watch them.
Yeah, I just watched, Be Our Guest and, she just doesn't have any... she's just, watching them, and she's like...
It's just an attitude mess.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it was okay. It does follow the original, a lot. But I feel like if it didn't and it did other stuff, I'd be like, what? You can't do that?
Right.
So, I mean, it was okay. My mom really liked it, but that's just my mother.
I should have freaking brought my cough drops.
That's right.
Thank you, Jamal. Okay, and now...
Oh, and I don't really like how they're remaking these Disney movies.
Because
they're just running out of ideas, and they just want to make money because they'll know people.
Oh, yeah.
It's just,
here.
It's sad.
Keep talking while I pull something up.
Evie, did you have any thoughts, or can we move on?
You can move on.
All right.
Oh, wait, one second.
What's the last movie?
It's the Emoji Movie. But really, really quick... Oh, wait, where is it? Okay, so someone on Instagram posted the one scene from Pocahontas where she's in, the canoe with her raccoon, okay, and then says, is Disney running out of ideas? Because then they show Moana in a boat with a pig.
Let me see. Show me.
No, but that was amazing. Moana's so good.
Yeah, Moana's really good, but...
That's not even similar.
Okay,
Don't even come at me with that.
Just thought I'd contribute. Okay. So now we have the Emoji Movie that Emma has been so patiently waiting to talk about. So she will start talking now.
Okay. Well, I've seen this movie twice. It was fairly recently. I think it was last month or a little less than then. And let me just say,
It was amazing.
all the jokes were so good. If you watch this one guy named Jax, he's a YouTuber. His name is Jax Films. He was invited to the world premiere because he was such a big fan. And I'm jealous of him, but he saw it, and his review is just amazing. The first line is the Emoji Movie the worst movie of the year? No. Is it the best movie of all time? Yes. And it's such an accurate review. You should look at that. It's such a good movie.
I feel such like the movie. Emoji Movie was hated on for no reason.
I know. The Rotten Tomatoes was really supposed to be like
not horrible. Like, yeah. I watched the trailer and I was like, I want to see that.
Those critics don't know what they're talking about.
Everyone's just like, oh, this is going to be so bad. Blah, blah, blah. And then, like, when they watch it, they're all, like, masked by these ideas that it's so bad. And they just can't, like,
okay, so enjoy I have it. A few thoughts about this. I went to go see it with the summer camp that I was working with. And so it was okay. I mean, I kind of think it followed the plot a little bit of Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I worked with girls going into third grade, and at the end I was like, so did you like it? One of the girls goes, yeah, I don't know why my parents said it had such bad reviews, this was awesome. And then she gets on the bus and I'm like dying after that. So, but I mean, it was okay. I would have much rather watch something more mature.
And now, I know you listen to this podcast because you want to hear about memes. Well, Jamal's gonna give it to you.
Hello, I am Jamal, your meme dealer, and now I will be giving the best and worst memes of 2017. Let's start off with the best frickin' memes. Number one on my list will always be the iconic Wendy Williams. Like, what the flip? How is she so iconic? She literally passed out on stage looking like a queen. She has so many memes this year, it's just unreal.
Personally, I would say my favorite meme of 2017, though old, would be Cash Me Outside.
How about that?
Oh, I almost forgot about that. Oh, was All-Star this year?
All-Star was like 2004, but All-Star lives forever.
No, but All-Star, no, when like, was it like, it back. When did it come back? I think it came back this year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Hey now. So great, so great.
I would say, I don't know if this is 2017 or 2016, Fireflies is probably my favorite meme.
One of my least favorite is Pickle Rick, because that show grosses me out. It's so gross, and Cartoon Network has always scarred me since I was little.
Cartoon Network is terrible now.
Yeah.
It always happens.
Here is Wendy Williams fainting on stage.
Our first caress.
So, you
just heard her fall down?
She was just standing there talking, and then she's just like... in a Statue of Liberty costume.
Now for the worst. Even though I strongly believe there is no bad meme in the world, there was this one that I really didn't get, and it wasn't really that popular, and I'm glad. Because... But my best friend sent it to me once, and it was like... Where you would say something in a different language and say what it means and then say, isn't that beautiful at the end? Like, you could say, like, blah, 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 which means die in a hole. Isn't that beautiful? And I didn't even, like, get that. It didn't, like, make me laugh. I was like, I don't like this.
Do you have it saved on your phone?
Moving on. now we have my quote of the year to leave you with.
The quote is...
Let life.
I'm sorry, it's so beautiful.
Thank you for those words of wisdom.
The meaning behind that is you have to just let life, you know?
Yeah, I totally feel it, bro. So deep and so complex, like tearjerker, man.
Well, we'll just leave you with that.
Thank you for listening.
I'm Jamal McClung, a.k.a. J-Man.
I'm Grace Leahy.
I'm Evelyn Finho.
And I'm Emma Forsyth.
And thank you for listening to
Category 4.